No radio? No computer?
No!
No worries. Your mobile device becomes a radio when you download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Did you know that depositing a check is a snap? Well, technically, it's two snaps with Mobile Deposit. Hi, this is Tessa Haller at First Bank Hampton. It's easy. Just log into mobile banking, follow the prompts by first choosing which account the check should be deposited into, enter the amount of the check, snap photos of both sides of your check, hit submit, and you're done. It's that easy. Try it today. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program, brought to you by First Bank Hampton. Newsmaker is a featured interview with people who are making a difference and are making news in our local communities. Each Monday through Friday at this time, you'll hear a feature interview from the Radio on the Go News Department featuring local politicians, school officials, faith leaders, volunteers, police chiefs, firefighters, and others from a variety of backgrounds and influences to keep you informed. Here is today's First Bank Hampton Newsmaker interview.
Today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is Brett Richards, one of the candidates seeking the Republican nomination for Iowa's 4th District Congressional seat, currently held by Steve King in Tuesday's primary election.
Well, I'm from Irwin, Iowa, and for some people might not know where that's at. It's a small town, about 350. I guess if you count the cats, it's that big. It's by Harlan, by Carroll or Audubon or Denison, to get you in the right area. My background is I was born in Harlan and raised in Irwin. I grew up probably a lot like most of your listeners, working pretty hard, walking beans. I actually pulled pigs and worked in my parents' business, and I went to the University of Iowa, married my high school sweetheart. In fact, today is my 25th wedding anniversary. And after we got done with college and got married, we went in the Army. I was a combat engineer officer. But we came back to Irwin to raise our family and run our family business.
So why run for office right now for what you're running for?
Well, you know what? I just got tired of hearing all the rhetoric, the career politicians in Iowa. We see it every 4 years with the presidential candidates, but we see it all the time, too. The fact that they always promise us that they're going to fix our problems, and we've started to believe them, unfortunately. What we've got to do is not rely on government, and we need to get citizen legislators, people like the Founding Fathers intended, to go serve, come back home, and be regular citizens again. And it's just the right time. People want that type of change right now.
Can you talk about some of the issues that that concern you, and if elected, what would you do about them to change them?
Well, you know what? One of the things that I've learned by traveling around, you know, I've been to 30 of the county fairs, and I was disappointed to see that some of them are starting to get canceled. Had some of the best ice cream in the world up in Franklin County County Fair last year. But what I've learned is that Iowans, we're a lot alike. It doesn't matter if it's Harlan or Hampton. It's the fact that we want opportunity for our kids to come back and have a future. Now, if our kids decide, you know what, we're going to go off to Kansas City, we're going to go off to the Twin Cities or Chicago, well, that's fine. But we want to make sure there is an opportunity. What I've heard is that the fact that government gets in the way, whether it be from our farmers getting sandwiched between monopolies on supply or on the packer side of it, because the government created those monopolies by having so much regulation. The only large companies can do it. And if we don't start changing that, we are going to lose our small towns and cities.
Any other goals that you would like to attain, again, if elected?
Yeah. You know, of course, as a strong conservative, I believe in the sanctity of life. In the fact that we've had 50 years of this terrible practice of abortion, we've got to actually get someone in there that can make changes. Maybe it's through increasing adoption, reducing red tape. We've got to get this done because this truly is about, well, it's about the soul of our country. I believe we have to have a balanced budget, and that starts by people actually who have had experiences balancing budgets in our personal lives or in a family business or on a board. You know, we can't print money. If we do, we go to jail. But the federal government just prints it like it's nothing.
Brett, in closing, anything else you want to add, or again, why should people vote for you on Tuesday?
Well, yeah, I really appreciate the opportunity, and some people actually probably have their absentee ballots in front of them right now because a lot of absentee ballots went out, and those are hard to core that they've got to vote in person. I appreciate that fact because it is our civic duty. Please do consider me. I think that if you get to know me, you're going to say, you know what, this guy reminds me of somebody I know, and it's somebody that gets things done. And I think that's what we need in Washington, D.C. right now.
Our thanks to Brett Richards, today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program.
Today's Newsmaker interview has been sponsored by First Bank Hampton. You can hear today's interview or past interviews on demand in their entirety by visiting the Newsmaker page at radioonthego.com. The First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program is featured as part of the Radio On The Go stream and is also part of our podcast, which can be subscribed to for free in iTunes or Stitcher.
Owning your own home has its rewards, such as paying for home improvement projects with the equity you have built up. Hi, this is Colleen Morris at First Bank Hampton. Whether you need to complete a few home repairs or have a large renovation project in mind, call us to learn more about a home equity line of credit loan. It's easy to apply for, and the interest rate and terms make it flexible for any size project. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.